This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. We're going to turn now to Iowa and growing evidence of mistreatment of workers at the country's largest kosher meatpacking plant. In May, immigration authorities raided agri-processors in Postville, Iowa, and arrested nearly half its workers. In the past couple of weeks, two floor managers have pleaded guilty to conspiring to hire illegal immigrants. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, the mass arrests have prompted a lot of allegations from former workers.
When Cruz Rodriguez-Moncada left each morning for agri-processors, where she helped package chicken breasts, she never knew what time she'd return home. She says some days she'd labor 12 hours or more, with few breaks or even time to eat lunch. Some weeks she'd log 65 hours, but you couldn't always tell from her paycheck.
El overtime lo pagaban supuestamente ellos.
Supposedly they paid us overtime, she says, but they always cheated us some hours. Moncada earned $7.75 an hour. She says she never complained much. As an illegal immigrant from Mexico, she assumed she had no rights. But now that the raid has left her under home detention and her former supervisor has reportedly skipped the country to avoid arrest, Moncada figures she has nothing to lose. We suffered many humiliations under my supervisor, she says. He'd shattered us to move faster. If we arrived 5 or 10 minutes late, he'd dock us a day's pay. And if we complained, he'd say, "Go on then. There are 20 others waiting to take your place." Bartolo Bustamante used to clean the trailers where turkeys and chickens were kept. He says he slipped and fell once, hurting his back. A doctor told him he shouldn't work.
A mí me hablaron. Si no te presentas, no te pagamos.
My bosses told me, if you don't show up, we won't pay you. So I had 2 days where my sisters had to help me stand up. They put my shirt on for me. They practically had to carry me into the plant so I could work. A court affidavit suggests agri-processors' managers knew many workers were illegal and knew some of them were just teenagers. Iowa's Labor Department started investigating the plant before the raid. In a report issued after, Commissioner Dave Neal says his agency found at least 57 underage workers were at the plant, some as young as 13, in violation of state law.
People employed in this agency for over 30 years say they've never seen anything of this magnitude before.
The company has a policy that it does not employ anyone under the age of 18, and if there were people employed there, they use false documentation to present themselves.
Menachem Lubinsky is a hired spokesman for agri-processors. He notes the company did fire several minors it discovered. Since the raid, agri-processors has also hired a former U.S. attorney as a compliance officer. Despite the guilty pleas by two floor managers, Lubinsky insists the charges will not reach higher up.
It is not uncommon in many, many employment settings where there is a culture amongst the immigrants that they almost have a setup on how they can get to work there, and the company has no knowledge of this.
In Postville, a town of just a few square blocks and a couple thousand people, everyone's felt the impact of the raid as summer camps, stores, and apartment houses have emptied out. The mounting stories of abuse have also prompted some soul-searching. Lutheran pastor Steve Brackett says, like a lot of people, he knew most of the immigrant children would leave school after eighth grade to go work.
Now, for whatever reason, I'm assuming farm jobs or what I had just really had no clue that they would be working at the meatpacking plant. I think back now and I think, I'm an idiot. I should have assumed that they would go in there and work because it was safe to do that.
Safe, meaning no one was going to turn them in. Elver Herrera worked 7 years at agri-processors and is frustrated that managers weren't called to account earlier.
I talked with a lot of people. The problem is people never listen.
Herrera says he personally told the plant manager about the mistreatment of employees. Conservative rabbis and the United Food and Commercial Workers Union had raised alarm bells about the kosher slaughterhouse. And last year, workers staged a protest walkout.
When you have a lot of complaints, you have to know something is wrong. And the complaints start like what? 2001, 2002, 3, 4, 5, 6. What are you waiting for?
For now, the agri-processors plant continues to operate with an evolving array of new workers, and federal prosecutors continue their investigation. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
And tomorrow on our program, Jennifer has the story of who is filling the hundreds of jobs left empty after the raid in Postville.